Now, sir, I have got my instructions, which came over here to you from Henry went through them. And I think they're good instructions. The, there is a lot of unity between Pentagon, State Department, and NSC, and FBI, and they all have to fit together. I also, I went one of the talk with Billy Graham. He was just there.
Good for you.
And you know, that's a very serious man. He did, Ned Salmon helped you out there.
He's a brave man.
He's a serious, sophisticated, intelligent. I'll have time urging him to come to Harvard and talk to him. We bring up those Baptist kids in Tennessee, you know, and then just put them straight with everything around them, tell them how awful they are. And that's a thing they call a serious mind serious. Whether they need a fellow like Graham or so on, I think we can still be Baptist.
Remind them that there's still some good and solid virtues.
There's one thing that I read with Henry, and that we've got, on the question of how we look at this, it's all dinky, this business, you know, many love this, we know that. But $1.1 million with warrants, some of them fair points, but which have been embargoed, we should ship them out of the green. The Indians want to buy a radar system, a connector, communication system, a radar system, which they also have already had one. We owe that back to everyone. One time exception. And this is the problem. And it comes down to what in fact is militarily nothing for 300 armored personnel carriers. But as Phil Rogers puts it, it's not going to change the balance of military power at all. But it's going to look like the beginning of an effort to do for a simple and purely mathematical reason. The Indians have 390 of these airplanes. If the PACs now have 110, they would suddenly have 400. They have 105, they suddenly have 400. They suddenly have more than the Indians. It would look like a revisionist position. Henry was nonetheless prepared to go ahead with that against the general view that we should break it up to something different. And when I told him these numbers, he first said, gee, that's impossible. That'd be so. And he thought that that would make a difference, these numbers. And so he said he would reconsider that. He would take up the view. I said to him, I will tell you why I can't see how we have that little talk. But that's just to be reconsidered. And I know it would be very strongly Bill's view, and I think mine, that it's symbolically, it's not worth it. We ought to give something else to the PACs. Because we don't, I mean, and one of the things I'm going
to
include.
We certainly have to do something else.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to do that in order to make good on our China game, this is the PAC game. And also, it's not to the interest of our, of the area, to have Pakistan still in our history. We did that, let Pakistan be 2 weeks vis-a-vis against the PAC.
And I've got to start telling the Indians that, look, they have an interest in the stability of Pakistan. And they've got to start acting like that. They want to be a big country, they want to be the one big country out there, but they are now. And they've got to act like a big country, which is to be responsible about them more about the ground. Or else you start bringing in other people outside and all that business. Now, could you reconsider and think of some way you could break it up so that you wouldn't get this numerical superiority that they could go hysterical? There is the one thing, which is the only thing in the end bothers me very much, is that if India goes nuclear, I think a lot of things unravel. You know, next thing, Japan, Brazil, and they are going to be looking for excuses, you know, and they do have this awful feeling that the Chinese do, and that's why the president goes to Peking, you know. And there's some truth to it. it's not even a real food talking about. But I think the less arms in the South can Asia, the better. Look, if the Pakistan to buy artillery in North Korea at a price like
Harding.
I mean, they're spending almost 11% of the GSP. And they're still not India's 10 times the big population. Whatever else it is, India is a back to, we keep our contracts, and we sign it, and I give you 2 years later or whatever. I've got two questions now. First, they have made the ridiculous assertion that they want to get rid of all foreign aid by the year 1979. Well, I on my stuff can say, I'll go in and say, okay, fine. What do you say we work out phasing down our aid operation so that it doesn't come to some flourish? You know, let them in the aftermath come to us and say, well, as a matter of fact, we can, but they can't. I mean, they're heading for starvation. They raise some time this month, they spent a sixth of their foreign exchange in Chicago in December, buying wheat at twice the price of the Russian guy, and not say a word to us. They may have to spend another third of their foreign exchange before June, and something like a drunk. And exactly that broke, and there's only one place in the world to make wheat next year. And we haven't got a surplus wheat that we can get rid of because we have no place to put in the market.
Yeah.
Any wheat we give them is dollar wheat we could sell to get results shown to sell to Russia or something. But Erbach is being very decent about this. He says, look, we will, at least if he wants some early returns from us, and if it looks like they're going to need a lot of wheat next year, they can work out a general agreement for Russians not to take so much that there's nothing left, the price structure goes to hell here, and there's nothing left. If we have to come to help with them, well, then I'm decision to have to manage that. It would be at least half a year off if we didn't think about it. But there's no more surplus wheat. It's dollar. The other thing is in these instructions, which generally follow the statement of your message last year and so on, we have $1 billion worth of rupees over there from this lottery of the And you sent, get the largest center, Raymond Saulnier out there in 69, and said, what about this? And he came back and made a very sensible review. He said, look, it's $1 billion at maturation in the year 2010, it's $5 billion. And the rate is going by the year 2040, we own India. Who wants to own India?
God, no, please. Sorry, it's on TV.
It's something in between us and them. We own a third of that currency, in fact. And we have people always scurrying out there thinking up plans to build a dam here or save the tiger or do some birth control for anything. I think the Sonia is right that what we should do is to work out an agreement that over the next 5-15 years, somewhere in between, they will continue to pay the full expenses of American activities in which they now do. Our embassy, about $50 million a year. And at the end of this agreed on period, cancel the whole thing. Create a small foundation that will do certain things in memory of American aid, but not make it run by the Americans, unless you can deal with it. Just like the Germans have set up this Marshall Fund Foundation here, still the Americans run it. But then get out of the way and say, hell, we're never going to get to the peace. They hold, and right now they completely toss around. I think the idea of getting rid of this does that make essential sense to you?
You know, it has never come up to me. I don't know. It seems that why don't we get it? Why don't we try to get a decision on it? I mean, why don't you?
I'll tell this gentleman. It's in these papers.
Get it, Mr. O'Brien.
Henry has got it. Henry passed on it.
He thinks
that
you
could
go that way.
I mean, it wouldn't have any effect.
Well, that would be my feeling, unless there's some other basically, it's like the forgiveness of the World War I debts. Who the hell was we ever going to get it? We should have done it earlier. Yes, it was a hell of a problem. It may have contributed to what happened in Hitler and all the rest.
Yeah. So, and
this one, I think it does make sense, John. I think it does.
If we clear the way,
you don't find a substantial. Let me ask you this, the important things. Talking to Bill this morning, Utah Scowcroft that I went